This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mega Info, the credible, ever-credible DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here at your service and on your side on the 15th of July, Wednesday. It is tax day. What are you thinking about today? How much money you lost? How much you have to pay in taxes? The cash has to be in today. Whether this is a good story for you, a bad story, an ugly story, whatever it is, you have to tell the truth, the whole truth, or nothing will get in the way of the IRS coming to knock on your door.
Well, that's
there you
I
are.
It's to,
lots of money.
Wanted to start with this story because I don't think many people realize it's tax day. I haven't heard, you know, usually the media on April 15th will spend the whole week, you know, what are you going to do with your tax refund? Have you done it? Reminder, reminder, reminder. And I feel like people just are letting this deadline slip by. Maybe people have been great and done it already. I filed mine yesterday, right underneath the wire. But I just don't know. Maybe are people forgetting this year? Have they already done it? What's the deal?
Well, they've done
it. We had the extension because of COVID.
Right, and you get an extension if you have a good reason for an extension until August or October, but the money itself that you owe for last year needs to be in today by midnight, or there will be penalties and interest, both of which are ugly.
They don't forget about it. They don't forget about it. They don't go away. That's
especially this year, they're going to try to figure out how they're going to pay back all the money that they haven't even really borrowed. You notice that nobody tells you where the money's coming from because there isn't it's the money machine. That's where it's coming from. It's like, where does food come from? Comes from the grocery store. Really? Okay, well, let's see where the money now, when it comes down to brass tacks, where did it really all come from? Will be a great concern of many people. All right, but more importantly, I'm concerned about I'm here to help. And there are new plants that you can get that apparently help in a number of different ways, Jennifer, right? What have you found?
Yeah, well, this is, I think, some really good practical news, and it sort of makes sense. We always know, or we've heard, that houseplants are good for people who have allergies or who suffer with different sorts of things because they help actually filter out the air. And so now the question has been asked, well, can they help protect you from COVID-19? And they're saying if you are still working in an office, and some people are going back to work, some people are, you know, figuring out how to go back to work, they say that office furniture that's lined with plants could actually be used to clean air in your cubicle. They said that people who are worried about maybe returning to school or to offices, that you can't be sure that this is going to be protective, but it can help. The University of Oregon's Institute for Health in the built environment is designing microenvironments that could provide office workers with their own supply of fresh air. So you can kind of keep your own space clean. It's a personal clean air pod that integrates a fern called Azolla into the furniture to provide personalized air circulation and purification. Apparently, the plants, when treated with ultraviolet lights under the desk, may help kill pathogens while pumping localized fresh air into this cube's breathing zone.
Is this something that can be used to, you talk about pathogens, is it possible something like this could be used to attract and kill the COVID?
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying that using these plants in office spaces, particularly in conjunction with UV light, is providing people with clean areas to work.
I didn't hear specifically you said COVID, so it's for anything like that.
Well, for COVID-19,
It's
particularly for COVID,
Right. All right. I think this
is pretty cool. You can get samples of this right now, and they say that it does kill pathogens, I guess, according to the University of Oregon. It's working, and then that localizes the fresh air into the breathing zone. So whatever your cube is like, if it's lined with these plants and in this UV system, that you get a kind of set of clean, fresh air around you, which has got to make people feel better, especially when you're in big call centers where everybody's pushed towards the center of the room. What are companies going to do to try to keep people safe? And it may be this development from this company and from the University of Oregon.
Well, there are some other things that are going on here. The study that has found that if you have had COVID, you may lose your immunity in just a few months. What was this? This was done in London, I guess, right, Victoria,
yeah.
The study?
Mm-hmm.
And 60%.
If you get it, you can get it again.
Yeah, yep. Right, exactly.
And this is important because a lot of people who have had it, and especially ones who had mild symptoms, they feel like they're immune to it. And this is proof that you are absolutely not immune to it. This should be treated like it's the common cold. You can get it at any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no immunity to the cold. And the thing, actually, you know, very interesting. I was checking this out the other day. More is known about the COVID than is known about the cold. Do you know that most doctors, they've tried for years to figure out, researchers have been trying to figure out how you get a cold, what really constitutes a cold, what's in your system when you have a cold, and they can't figure it out. It's just one of those things that gets into your body and stays for a while, and you know, the stronger your immune system, less likely you are to get a cold. I should knock on wood twice or three times here. I haven't had a cold for years and years and years. But it's something to keep in mind as far as COVID is concerned. Also, back with the reality of schools, as we're about a month away from some systems trying to open up, I noticed that the superintendent of schools in Los Angeles has thought or is trying to convince people going online is the right thing to do because health and safety are first. Is that true? Is health and safety first? Is that more important?
Didn't we talk about this yesterday? Did you see did we talk about the list of demands from the teachers' union?
Yes, we did talk about that. I went off the rails on that one.
Right. Yeah. So if you missed it, just to give you a recap, the teachers' union in Los Angeles has listed demands to bring kids back to the classroom. Now, it's fine that the union wants to work towards these things as ultimate goals, but if we are worried about COVID, if we're worried about spreading COVID, and you're keeping kids out of school because you don't want COVID to spread, then make the reasons you're shutting down all about that. But instead, the teachers' union say that they are not going to return teachers to the classroom until charter schools are shut down, police are defunded, Medicare for all government-run health care is passed, a statewide wealth tax is implemented, housing for the homeless is fully funded, financial support for undocumented students and families is done, and they want a federal bailout because the CARES and HEROES Act did not go far enough. Then the teachers will go back to school. Well, good luck. We'll never see teachers for 50 years.
Exactly.
Come on.
And are they still being paid? Of course they're still being paid.
And
for
so
doing nothing.
I think if they're inept enough to keep their students and kids safe by going on to a multi-track format, which I think would actually solve all of the problems, then we shouldn't pay them anymore. We should get a refund at the end of the year. Everybody who pays property taxes, they should just shut the school down and give us our money back. Will that ever happen?
Well, one of the hidden costs are the school systems are still paying for busing, and the buses aren't going anywhere. The buses are sitting in the yards, and I know in my community, $6.8 million a year to the bus company. Drivers aren't doing anything. They're getting paid. Buses are sitting in a lot, not moving, and they're all being paid for, which seems to me, I understand the business, the people that run these bus companies don't, you know, they don't, how would you know something like this would happen? The other side of it is, isn't there a better way? I don't know who else paid for it except us. I guess it's one of those things, unless you can ever get the Chinese to pay for the damages that they've created with all of this stuff. And instead they're busy attacking us because it was our fault. Yeah, right. Who in the world in their right mind believes that? But yet they can get away with it, saying things that have no truth whatsoever, no bearing in truth. Speaking of that, there's a New York Times opinion writer who's been booted. And at first my reaction to that, Jennifer, was that this person, perhaps in the New York Times view, because they're quite left of center with most of their opinions, this person didn't toe the line. But is that not the case?
Well, it's, first of all, she was in the opinion department, so whether she believed what the newspaper believed or not, I mean, you would think the opinion department is where you'd actually get the freedom to express your differences.
Right.
It was a pretty dramatic resignation. The person's name, she's a writer and editor, is Barry Weiss from the New York Times. She describes herself as a centrist, so she's not on the right, not on the far right. She says she's in the middle. And she wrote a letter to the publisher, A.G. Sulzberger, and in it she said she was the victim of persistent bullying within the organization. She warned the Times that
within
Twitter...
Within the Times organization.
Yeah, within the New York Times. And that that Twitter has become the ultimate editor. She says that she is a centrist, and she says a new consensus has emerged in the press, but perhaps especially at this paper, meaning the New York Times, that truth isn't a process of collective discovery, but an orthodoxy already known to an enlightened few whose job is to inform everyone else. That's really important. That's a really powerful statement. Critics charge that her coverage of Israel, which the intellectual right, online and other issues contain factual errors and prized controversy. The Times fired Weiss's former boss, James Bennett, last month in the wake of a controversy over publication of an op-ed from Senator Tom Cotton about China when he spoke out against them. The systemic racism conversation also has forced the media to address the inequality in their newsrooms, but she said that had nothing to do with it. She decided to step away because she felt that she couldn't handle her job anymore because of the treatment from her colleagues. And Twitter, which I think is really powerful, it's what we've been talking about a lot with the cancel culture. If we don't agree with someone, then we want to get rid of them. Yeah. Here's a woman who considers herself to be a centrist who's just offering an opinion, and it's marked opinion in the newspaper. It's not even the opinions that they're sliding into to news coverage. This is actually marked as opinion, and she's still getting treated like this to the point where she resigned from the top newspaper in the country.
Well, there's a point here, and it goes farther than just newspapers and stuff. There's this group think, and it has inveigled its way into our lives no matter what. If you don't think this way, then you're wrong. You can see it on the radio, television, the controversy about masks, right? Most people think, if you leave it to the political side, Republicans don't want to wear masks. Huh? Where do you get that? Or all Democrats wear masks. Do you realize how nonsensical that is? But yet, that's what people are thinking. You hear that all the time. You see it expressed all the time. Because, like, in Orange County, they voted for no masks.
The school controversy has been going on. So LA Unified is not going back. Orange County schools voted to go back, and they're not going to make masks a requirement. So for the kids, because they think it can give them, put them in trouble because of liability issues putting kids in masks. So they're going back, without them.
Unbelievable. Group think. How about we think for ourselves? What a concept, eh? The secret war on thinking. That's what's going on. Coming up in the next half hour, you'll all be excited to hear our discussion about hygiene practices from the Old West as I start my clickbait slideshow whilst we are doing a couple of other things. You looking forward to that, Victoria? I think it would be.
Oh, yeah.
I think you should.
Always.
Talk about that. Yeah, right. Radio listeners, hello. Radio Listener Specials page, a special place just for you at MyPillow.com. At MyPillow.com, you can have access to pillows, sheets. You have the towel set they just came up with last year. Duvet covers, mattresses, mattress toppers. The BOGO sale continues. Buy one and pay for it, like the elegant MyPillow Giza pillow. With the promo code DJV, it costs $59.97. But you get another one, same pillow, for no cost at all. Pretty cool, huh? Let's go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see all of the things that are there that are basically half price. Use the DJV code to get the pillowcases, for example, the cotton pillowcases. There's everything in there. It's so fabulous. They're all made in America. They wash them. You can dry them. The pillows I'm talking about, but everything else as well. So don't go anywhere without your pillows, without your seat cushions, without whatever it is you can travel. If you're going on a trip this summer, take these pillows with you. Get them now, BOGO priced at MyPillow.com with the Radio Listener Special Deal. Use the code DJV.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It ain't even safe no more in the palace of the Pope. Oh, don't fall apart on me tonight.
Doesn't sound like Bob Dylan, does it?
Just don't think that.
Not quite. Like, you can get the drift of it being a sort of a Bob Dylan song. But it's Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders, James Walborn in this group. The Pretenders and Walborn felt inspired by the surprise release of Bob Dylan's Murder Most Foul, decided to cover some of their favorite Dylan songs as a result of that. The latest installment of their Dylan Lockdown series is their take on Don't Fall Apart on Me Tonight, which you're listening to. That came from 1983 in the album Infidels. Hynde and Walborn previously covered Dylan's Standing in the Doorway and Love Minus Zero and Blind Willie McTell. Several other songs as well. In the meantime, they've been teasing the release of their upcoming Pretenders album, Hate for Sale, with videos for their own original songs, The Buzz, Hate for Sale, and You Can't Hurt a Fool. Do we have Hate for Sale? I'd be interested if that's all about what's going on.
I think that was it's a political song. I think it's the first song they released.
Is it? Yeah. So all this stuff was supposed to come out in May, but everything shut down, so the release was delayed. Now coming out on Friday of this week. All right, so new music from the Pretenders in our music focus here. I've always liked the Pretenders. I like her interesting, just voice moves in interesting ways. So, very unique sound. 25 after the hour here on the DJV program with this hour's music focus. Moving on now to guitarist Robbie Krieger, who wrote some of the Doors' best songs like Come On Baby, Lay My Fire. I love this song. Love Me Two Times, another great Doors song. Touch Me, ditto for that, and Love Her Madly. All of them are great songs. For the past 10 years, Krieger has written jazz, blues, and rock music from his home studio. And let's see, it's been about 10 years since his last album, Singularity. He's 74 years old. He's going to release his 7th solo album on the 14th of next month, called The Ritual Begins at Sundown. It was supposed to be out in April, but used again. Back to that same old excuse. If you're a follower of his, You'll be excited to know the ritual begins at sundown. The Doors people, especially people who love the Doors, should be enthused that this year marks the 50th anniversary of their comeback album, Morrison Hotel. The record was released first in February of 1970, about 7 months after the ambitious but commercially disappointing The Soft Parade. The Doors then set out to create a bluesier, more spontaneous album. The resulting Morrison Hotel, which took less than 3 months to record, yielded some of the classic rock songs like Roadhouse Blues and Peace Frog. Morrison Hotel also paved the way for the Doors' most successful album, L.A. Woman, which came out in 1971, featured Love Her Madly and Riders on the Storm. Two fabulous, fabulous,
so good,
fabulous pop songs. And that was the last album that Jim Morrison recorded because he OD'd. He's 26, right? Wasn't he? 27?
27.
Like,
yeah,
the same.
In the 27
as,
Club.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. Who else is in that group?
Oh, God. The list is so long. It's sad. Amy Winehouse.
Right.
It's crazy.
There's some more newer ones. Krieger said it was so sad. If that hadn't happened, I think we could have gone on to make even better records in the vein of L.A. Woman. But we had a wild ride anyway. I don't regret any of it. Now I'm having fun working with Arthur Barrow and making new music. I have no complaints. Good for you, sir. Robbie Krieger and the story of the Doors and his connection to them and things on his own. Good. It's kind of an interesting thing to know more about the, you know, the sound just doesn't all emanate from one corner of the room, as it were. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Anne from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
It's Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started off didn't. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former U.S. Senator, then Attorney General Jeff Sessions, accepting defeat in the fight to get his Senate seat back, conceding to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville in the Alabama Republican primary runoff election yesterday. President Trump backed Tuberville over his former AG because Sessions decided to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Tuberville will face off against Senator Doug Jones in November. It's deadline day to file 2019 taxes or request an extension. The federal government added 3 months to the usual April 15th deadline because of the pandemic, and most states followed that lead, including Maryland, where Comptroller Peter Franchot says,
if you don't file your tax return, that triggers things that we don't have control over.
Wall Street futures are up on encouraging coronavirus vaccine reports. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The border between the United States and Canada expected to stay closed until further notice. The shutdown was supposed to end on July 21st, but now it's been extended to August 21st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he recently spoke with President Trump about it, and an official decision is expected to be announced within the next couple of days. The border closed since March because of coronavirus. NBC's streaming service Peacock launches today. It's free for the basic level and $4.99 for access to premium content. Another $5 on top of that will get you the no-ads version. It'll host NBC shows like Law & Order in addition to news and sports. The Grateful Dead coming out with their own version of Nikes. The band has collaborated with the shoe company to create the new sneakers for Nike's skateboarder line. The Grateful Dead sneakers will be suede. They'll come in three bright colors, orange, green, or yellow. The new kicks will have fake fur and will also feature the band's iconic Jer-Bear Dancing Bear logo. The orange Grateful Dead sneakers go on sale July 18th. The yellow and green ones will come out on July 24th. And Tyra Banks will be on the new ABC Dancing with the Stars. In fact, she's been announced as the new host after Tom Bergeron was fired. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you listening? Are you listening? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. That's good. Thank you. PJV Show, 34 after the hour, Wednesday, the Ides of July, tax day, etc., etc., etc. Victoria Keelan is here with me as we look at a few people in the news, like Tyra Banks. Yesterday, you'll recall that we talked about Tom Bergeron getting booted from America's favorite dance show, Dancing with the Stars. So now, Tyra Brandt, what she brings to the... I guess I'd ask the question, Victoria. What does she bring to the party?
Well, she's going to be the new host, and she's also the new executive producer of Dancing with the Stars. So yeah. When they said they're going in a new creative direction, obviously that's what they meant. She said, I've been a fan of Dancing with the Stars since its beginning. The fun mixed with raw emotion, seeing celebrities push past their comfort zones, the sizzling dance performances, it's always transported me to my days of turning it up 10 notches on the catwalk. She said, Tom has set a powerful stage, and I'm excited to continue the legacy and put on my executive producer and hosting hats.
Well, how excited Tom is for that.
Yeah, no, I'm sure he's not. But you know what? I think he's going to land wherever he's going.
Fine.
I think he's going. He's so popular. He's so well-liked. The show was nominated, or he was nominated 11 times for an Emmy, and he won one time. So he does have an Emmy from hosting for hosting that. So we'll see what Tyra brings to it. You know, she's certainly had a lot of hits. She's had a few misses in her career, but, you know, who hasn't? And so she's had a lot of successes. So maybe it'll end up being more fun. After 28 seasons, it is a tired format. So something has to give, because it's just it's the same thing every single year. And, you know, maybe she can bring in new
faces. Well, are people blaming that on Bergeron?
The format of the show is just, it's just stale.
Boring.
It's been that way for a long time now.
I've always thought it was boring. Who wants to watch people dance?
I used to really like it. It was kind of a show that, like, the whole family could watch. And so in the beginning when it was on, I would watch it with my family. But then I sort of lost interest as the years went on.
Mm-hmm. All right, other people in the news. RBG in the hospital again. She's being treated for cancer, and so she has a stint for her chemo. I'm going to guess that's the situation. What more can you add to that, Victoria?
She was hospitalized with an infection, so she's getting IV antibiotics, but they say that it's non-life-threatening and that she's probably, you know, going to be out in a few days. So looks like she's okay. She's a tough little bird, 87 years old.
Tough. She's tough. Yep.
And you want a trifecta of people in the news? Kanye.
Yes.
Kanye's back in the news and trending because he has dropped out of the presidential race.
Now, what a shock! A week in and a week out.
Well, here's the downside to that. He actually hired over 180 people to be on staff, and now they're all out of jobs. So it's kind of selfish to do that to people and, you know, and then just
you think that's
say,
a surprise
oh, never mind.
For him?
Yeah. No.
He's so self-serving, narcissistic. He's a boob. Or is... President Obama said he's a jackass. You just kind of go from there.
He's a talented jackass, but he's a jackass.
Yep. So do you know the company Miso Robotics? Ever heard of them? M-I-S-O? They make the Flippy.
The Flippy?
The Flippy is a burger flipper. And they have now been hired by White Castle, the maker of the sliders. They're going to... In either this month or next, start a pilot program that will see the robots flipping the burgers and also putting the patties in the bread and dunking fries. They're trying it first. White Castle in Indiana is going to have this. They're installing the robots now. So what is that? How many people does that put out of work? Three? Anyway? Is it
per,
like one
per
guy
restaurant?
Does?
Like per...
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
A burger flipper is one person. Person that throws the fries into the fryer is another person, right? Person
well, and handling... then you have to take into consideration how many shifts there are.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's putting a decent amount of people out of work.
The White Castle fry cooks have a union, apparently. And what do you do if you're aced out of a job by a robot? How do you protest? I mean, how do you... What do you do about that under the circumstances? And you see this more and more. The function of robots, half the jobs on the line manufacturing cars, not only in our country but around the world. Most of it, I remember when I was a kid, the General Motors plant here in Framingham that made Buicks, Oldsmobiles, and Pontiacs, they had 1,800 people on the line, two shifts that were 10 hours. And so they all, well, half of them, before the plant closed, kind of were aced out by robotics. And now, if you look at the line, the welding is done by robots. The painting is done by robots. A lot of the installation of the simple things into the car are done by robots. I think it saves money. But think about how counterproductive this may be. I'm always thinking, you know, about the other side of it. So, yeah, it may be great to save money. So you have to have people do these jobs. But so let's say there's not another job for them and they go on welfare, and there are more and more people that go on welfare, so the taxes to pay for that will increase on you buying the car, on the company making the car. I don't know how this evens out, frankly. Am I the only one who's thinking about this? People say, oh yeah, people that run companies, this is great, we're going to have robots make your hamburgers. So what happens to the people who are making the hamburgers? Is there a new kind of job being created? That'd be great if it was.
Well, I do think that one of the tech stories that we did, was it yesterday maybe, about Google offering all those online certification scholarships, that will give you the equivalent of a college degree in certain online, like, you know, in certain vocations, and it'll only take you 6 months. So that's, though, I would say that that's something that anybody who is out of work should look into, because mm-hmm. those are emerging high growth fields.
It's a lot
of tech. I mean, we're, you know, a lot of tech experts say we are on the verge of another tech boom. We haven't had one in a long time, but we are, if you look at the history of the tech boom starting with the Industrial Revolution, we are very much due, and a lot of analysts are saying it could actually hit, you know, by this fall, early, you know, before Christmas. And so anybody who wants to go into the tech world, into the tech field, it's now's the time to do it, because that's where a lot of the jobs are going to be.
You know, there are other jobs being eliminated. I forgot to ask Jennifer about this. This month, the Amazon LA branch at the Whole Foods is launching what they call Dash Carts. Have you heard about them? Dash carts, you put your food in. If you belong to Prime, you go up and down the aisles, get anything you want, and you don't have to, there's no card that comes out. As you walk out the door, it scans everything.
Oh, like the Amazon Go stores.
I suppose, yeah. Same sort of thing.
They're
but how do you don't even stop? Yeah, but you don't even stop. You throw the stuff in. I don't know whether it takes the scan when you take it and put it in your basket or when you're going through the door. But somehow, there are no checkout counters. Everything that's in your cart is already accounted for, and your credit card has been charged.
Right.
As you walk out the door.
Yep, that's exactly how the Amazon Go cafes, that's how they work.
Yeah.
You walk in, your app is, you know, you turn your app on, and then whatever you shop for, it automatically scans. They have scanners all around the room, and so you go in, you take what you want, and you walk out.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of people are laid off because of the obvious, and I wonder if these things are being instituted so these companies have to hire these people back again. If that isn't where some of this is going, if that isn't some of the motivation for doing it, and if that's not where it's going, frankly, I wonder about a lot of things. I wonder who's ordered a Ford Bronco. Who's on that line? All right, I was talking to my car dealer friend yesterday, who I told you, Victoria, is the Jeep dealer.
Mm-hmm.
He's the biggest Jeep dealer in the Boston area. And I said, so what do you think? The Bronco going to hurt your sales? He said, absolutely.
Wow.
He said,
that's what I thought yesterday when I looked at it. As a lifelong Jeep owner, I'd make a jump. It's a very cool-looking car.
Yep.
Or
and
SUV,
Ford stands by. Yeah, I mean, it could be a quality thing. Jeep needs to up its game a little. Those old Cherokees and those wagons are looking old. You're talking about old. They're just tired, old SUVs. Been around, same design for years and years and years. So it seems to me they got to up their game a little bit. They can do it. They have a good product. The Dodge Ram truck is now outselling the Chevy, which had not happened for a long, long time. Chevy's number three on the list, Ford's one, and Dodge's two in terms of sales. And they sell a lot of those at that dealership, but he said the 50% of the cars they sell are the Jeep Wrangler type, you know, that square, boxy look that Jeep is well known for. You know what Jeep stands for, right?
Just enough essential parts. I've had a Jeep since my very first car, so yes.
The Jeep was originally a general-purpose vehicle. That's what the government called it when they asked the Kaiser Company to make the first ones before World War II. And so that is just kind of the folks in the service just kind of called them Jeeps instead of general-purpose vehicles. They were Jeeps, and that's where the name came from. How about them apples? Also, I promised. Sometimes I forget to deliver on my promises, and sometimes I don't. So in this case, because Victoria gets so worked up about me and my clickbait, when I go online, when I see something that attracts me, like the headline, Hygiene Practices from the Old West.
Ugh, meaning so, none. That should just be a blank page.
Of course. No, here we go. Barbers were dentists. Toothbrushes, toothpaste, no dental hygiene at all, non-existent. Dentists were hard to come by, So if you had tooth pain, they went to the barber or the blacksmith to have their teeth pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Can't imagine, huh? How that
the
might
blacksmith.
Work
yep.
today. The blacksmith. Well, they had all the tools. You know, they had the big iron stuff. And hair care. Most people didn't just drink whiskey, but they washed their hair in whiskey. Do you know that?
Well, it would probably kill, I mean, if you've got bugs or who
bugs
knows what.
Bugs and stuff in your hair.
Yeah.
Well, where did beer, washing your hair in beer, where did that come from? That's something that people say. They rinse their hair these days. I've never tried it, but I wonder if you ever have in terms of, is it good? Does it soften your hair really, the beer?
Well, I've never done it, that, why waste a beer? But I've heard that that it does have some sort of helpful property for, there's something in the beer that's nutritional for your hair.
Yeah. And then there were the old cattle drives where the cowboys didn't shower for months on end, and when they'd come back, they were so dirty, they had all kinds of infections that most of them they got from sleeping with their horse. There you go, boys and girls. That was a little bad. You know how we sort of glamorized the Old West? think about it in those terms. By the way, the bars that had spittoons in them, they never washed them out. So you were spitting whatever you spit into the spittoon. It dried out. Sometimes if it got dry, they would use it. They'd take the sawdust from the floor and they'd put it in the spittoon. And then they would, they'd use it for bedding. I'm not talking about horse bedding either. So be happy that we are in modern times for that. We have, like My Pillows and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy about that. Thank you very much. Something else I'm happy about is being able to tell you the story of how to lose weight the effective way, the safe way, without using any drugs, not having any kind of an operation. This Calitrin product has become the number one choice around the world for the healthy approach to losing weight because there's nothing in it that's negative or damaging, won't interfere or interact with any drugs you may be on. It is so safe, and it is so effective, and it's so helpful. I just love looking at some of these stories from all these people. It's made here in our country, certified by the FDA. It has been tested for quality and purity. It's a perfect supplement for anybody in the family that needs to lose weight. Over 20 years of 86% success rate. How can you beat that? Fast shipping. It's gluten-free, too, by the way. Safe for anybody at any time. Take these capsules before you go to bed. Goes to work enhancing all kinds of things in your body, including your ability to discount all of the fat that's there. It takes a while. That's why they have the BOGO offer. Right now you can go to Calitrin.com, which is their official website, or TopLoss.com, and you can order a three-month supply, get three more months free. So you need 6 months, I think, to get this body of yours into shape. The extra 3 months sort of primes your body to keep the weight off. You want to lose it, you also want to keep it off. That's the double whammy with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code DJV, no shipping charges, and the BOGO deal continues. Buy one or buy three and get three free. And remember, I said it was safe for the entire family. Keep that in mind. Toploss.com, be sure to use the discount code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Digging into moldy oldie movies. That's our specialty. There's not much movie news. But we have entertaining conversations here. Movie Moments with Chuck Curry, Victoria, and Doug on the DJV program. So this is the Ode to Joy. It's been in a number of movies, though. Actually, I'm trying to figure if I know Chucker the way I know Chucker. This is one of those... This is a Bruce Willis production. Am I correct?
Yes, Doug. Die Hard was released in theaters this day, July 15th, 1988. Bruce Willis.
I thought it was a Christmas movie.
Yeah, it was a Christmas movie, but it came out in the summer. I remember going to see this movie opening day by myself at the Kings Plaza Multiplex in Brooklyn, New York. First day. The only thing I knew about Bruce Willis is he was on the TV show Moonlight at the time.
Right.
I loved the trailer. I was a big fan of the Towering Inferno. Actually, the guy who wrote the script was sitting in a movie theater in 1974 watching the Towering Inferno when he got the idea to do Die Hard. It's based on a novel called Nothing Lives Forever, which was a sequel to a movie called The Detective, which starred Frank Sinatra. In his contract, Frank Sinatra is actually offered the role of John McClane in Die Hard, but I think he was 68 years old. He said, no, I can't do that. And then they looked at Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, actually Richard Gere, and a whole handful of actors, and then went to Bruce Willis. It was a perfect fit signature role, and in my opinion, the greatest pure action film ever made, directed by John McTiernan, who did Predator, a masterpiece
wow.
movie. And one of the few films, let me just say this, when I sat in a movie theater watching it, I knew I was watching something very special halfway through. It was that good for me.
It was the best makeup of good guys and bad guys. That's what really, you know, the bad guys, he was, what's his face? He never played a bad guy.
He was a stage actor.
Yeah.
He never did a movie. That was his first film. They saw something in him, they cast him, and he was always great in everything he did, Alan Rickman.
Yeah, he was. He was. The look on his face as he's falling out of the window. You know, that's something you don't forget those images.
Well, I'll tell you another story. When they did that drop scene, right? He dropped into an airbag, right?
Yeah.
So McTiernan, the director, counted down from I think 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So he thought when it said 1 that he would fall. They actually let him fall on 2
right.
to get a better scary
reaction.
Yeah, he wasn't ready.
That's pretty amazing when you get right down to it. All right, what other clues do you have? What other insight and inside information do you have? Never mind just about that movie, but others. What tricks of the trade have been used? That's a great one, and I don't think a lot of people know that. So what else do you have in your college of movie knowledge, Chucker? You really
there's really not much movie news of interest in that the major multiplexes are going to kick back their release, their opening dates. There's 3 of them, Mark AMC Regal, was supposed to open, I believe, the end of this month. Now they've delayed that. And I still go on record saying I would be very surprised if any major movie release was released in 2020. I hate saying it, but I just cannot see them pulling the trigger to be first to release a $150-$200 million movie with a major marketing campaign. Unfortunately, in this environment, I think it's a huge risk.
Well,
or you disagree?
It is a huge risk, but the other side is the public is hungry for a new product. We all, you know, we know that they want to renew their interest in films, and so how much Netflix and Amazon?
Yeah,
how much can you watch of that stuff?
Not that the theater I'm involved in is a real barometer, but we're currently playing E.T. this week. And
yes.
Very, very few people have come out. And also Rear Window, Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window with Jimmy Stewart. And I could count on less than, you know, two hands how many people have come out since Friday. I mean, that's minute. So I do think there's a massive fear of people. And I hate saying it, but, you know, getting people indoors to sit down for a couple hours is not an easy feat.
Well, I don't know. I think we've been so full of fear. What happens in these circumstances is that people, the news media, which depends on advertising, they're so opinion oriented anyway, but they're also so stupid, is they scare people away from doing things that their advertisers are suggesting they ought to do. So, you know, hello, what is it? What do you want us to do? You want us to believe all the crap that you spew, or you want us to go out and spend some money and support some of your advertisers so you can stay on the air? And that's the kind of nonsense we're dealing with here. Not a lot of people doing a lot of good thinking. Fortunately, we got you, Chucker, to do a lot of thinking about movies anyway. Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.